Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amber Talbot, director of Pausanmore Animal Shelter in Washington.
November is Senior Pet Adoption Month. Does Pausanmore have some senior pets looking for homes?
We do. We have an 8-year-old Labrador retriever named Philip, who is a sweetheart. He definitely still has lots of energy and is very playful. And we have quite a few feline friends that are seniors right now. We actually have 4 kitties that are over the age of 12 to 14 right now. So that's a very elderly age. And we are just looking for a kind home that will take them in and let them live out their days. And the adoption fee is definitely maybe a free will donation, or just the gift of a home is enough for these senior pets.
And you have quite a few cats at this time. Is there a special that's going on?
We are doing half-price cat adoptions from now until mid-December. We are hoping to get our population lower for the winter and find some homes for Christmas.
And is there anything that people can do to help control the population of stray animals out there?
Well, of course, we always talk about spay and neuter, and we have our spay and neuter program for the public now. So if anybody is in need of assistance, please call the shelter, and our number is 653-6713. We have a spay day every month for the public. And one important thing with the cold weather is we get a lot of animals all at once this time of year, and it's just important to, if you are seeing a stray animal, to call us right away and to not wait. We're seeing this time of year, someone may have seen a kitty all summer long and now they're choosing to bring it in because it is cold, which is understandable, but we would have preferred to have, you know, get that cat off the streets a lot sooner than now. And then we get a huge influx of animals. So it puts a stress on the shelter as far as our space availability as well when we get such a large volume all at once this time of year.
And what's the best number people can use for that?
The shelter number is 653-6713.
And then looking ahead to the holidays, do you have any advice for people who might be thinking about getting a pet as a gift or as a family gift?
You know, we would love that everybody should come in and meet the animal that is going to live with that animal in the family or the household. We try not to encourage them as gifts, because a lot of times what you or I may feel is a good companion for that family member or friend, they might not feel that connection. And there really is kind of a love connection, if you will, when you come in and you interact. Our feline adoption room is set up for the public and visitors to go in and interact with the animals and spend some quality time. So it allows you to sit and hold and pet and play with the animal. And sometimes, you know, they respond differently to different people. And I think it's just really important that they have that initial bond right away to ensure it's going to be a successful forever home for that pet.
And if people are thinking maybe that's what they want to do, when is the shelter open?
We are open to the public from noon until 4 on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. We are open from noon until 6 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And the shelter staff, we start our day every day at 8 a.m. So if someone has found a stray or is in need of assistance with something, we are there all morning long. We just try to get the animals all taken care of before we open up to the general public. And we do appointments on Mondays. We are closed all day, but we are still there all day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if anybody is needing assistance or does have a stray or needs a question, they can still come on in if they need to.
And do you have any advice for some of those pets that might be outdoors as these cold temperatures come around?
Adequate shelter is probably the number one challenge that we have with pet owners. You know, the plastic dog house is simply not adequate. There needs to be proper insulation, that it does not consist of blankets or towels or that form of bedding. The biggest thing that I think we forget about is that type of bedding will get wet and cold and becomes a hard block of ice. So it really doesn't create any thermal barrier for the animal. Straw type of bedding is really your best defense. And especially if you can do styrofoam insulation around the perimeter of the structure, that would be ideal as well.
And with the holidays coming up, will Pausanmore be having their annual open house?
We will. Our holiday open house is going to be December 6th. It's on a Sunday this year from 12 to 4. So we'll have lots of goodies and things for sale and jewelry and Scentsy candles and baked goods. We may have some items for your pets as well. But I think our focus around the holidays is simply getting everybody a home for the holidays and having as few of numbers in the shelter as possible. That's all of our goal, is to get everybody united with a new family.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Amber Talbot, director of Paws and More Animal Shelter in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.